This is KCUR. Usually by this time of year, school districts in Kansas know how much money they're going to get for next year, and they can spend the summer working on a detailed budget. This is not any year. The legislature is nowhere near passing a budget, and this week a court held a hearing on a lawsuit that may toss out what lawmakers do anyway. This leaves many Kansas districts in a lurch, including Lewisburg, a district serving about 1,800 students straight south on 69 Highway in Miami County. KCUR's education reporter Sam Zeff spoke to Superintendent Brian Bierman in his first year as superintendent about the uncertainty and how the new block grant funding is affecting his district.
Yeah, the major concern for Lewisburg, and I would believe for many districts with the block grant because of the reduction of state aid, would be the potential that the mill rates for our local school districts are going to have to increase at the local level. And you know, and no one wants to do that. We want to be mindful of our taxpayers, especially here in Lewisburg. Our local community supports us a great deal already.
So am I hearing you say that you're going to be able to get by in Lewisburg without laying off teachers, without cutting programs, because you've got enough room to raise the mill levy enough to keep yourself whole?
Yes. So as we set the budget and look at that next year, we're going to be very mindful of a mill rate drastic hike. You know, local option supports transportation, technology, school supplies, textbooks, uniforms, utilities. I mean, really the essentials and the backbone of school funding. A lot of schools use their local option budget to help support those needs that arise with education.
But it is fair to say that the next couple of years, as you work through these block grants, and nobody knows what comes after that, but for the next couple of years, it's going to be a little tight down there.
Oh, yes. And unfortunately, you know, it's been tight. We currently have a contingency fund, which in schools is like a savings account, of $153,466. That's very low and probably should be, you know, three, four times that high. It would not take much, if anything, to go through that contingency reserves if we had a couple back-to-back things go wrong, a big air conditioning unit, or something like that. Yes, we have insurance, but many districts, Lewisburg as well, have raised the deductibles in there to keep the premiums going up. So, you know, we have to pay $50,000 out of pocket to even have an insurance claim. Well, $50,000 is one-third of my contingency. If something bad happens that I have to have an insurance claim, that's over $50,000. So, you know, and our good folks that work for us, from teachers to support staff to administrators, going into next year, they have not had a raise in 4 years. And so they have not had a raise in quite some time, and they're the backbone. I mean, they're the folks in the trenches educating our kids, working their tails off, probably supplementing what they haven't been getting with their own income. There's just on a lot of fronts some troubling things that, yes, keep me up at night and are making me lose my hair quicker than I want to.
Dr. Brian Bierman is the superintendent in the Lewisburg School District in Miami County. Lawmakers will be back to work on Monday trying to figure out how to find $400 million to balance the Kansas state budget.